Networking and marketing made simple is for you. The business owner that has a product, service, or a message that you truly believe in. Each week, we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics, leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. That means I am not here by myself. I'm here with my beautiful wife, Nancy.
Hello, hello.
So we wanted to jump on here today. We're actually going to be doing a little mini series all around the importance of LinkedIn and maybe some things that you need to know. And before we dive into today's episode, we are going to be talking about the importance of, obviously, we're going to be talking about your profile, but we have an amazing workshop coming up. It is from January 22nd to January 26th. It is our first free workshop of the year. It is called the Amateur to Expert on LinkedIn in 5 days workshop. So we teach you from going to being an amateur on the platform to an expert in 5 days, where we go over everything that needs to be known and what you need to be doing on the platform to succeed for your business. So if you're a coach, if you're a consultant, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a service-based business professional, this workshop is for you. So if interested in registering, it's completely free. It is from 1 to 2 p.m. EST, Monday through Friday. The link to register will be in the description of this episode. So on to today's episode, which is the importance of optimizing your LinkedIn profile. Now, let me first by saying that what's helped myself, and I know this has helped Nancy, and obviously all the clients that we work with, is not looking at your LinkedIn profile just like any other profile that you're setting up on social media. The capabilities that your LinkedIn profile has compared to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, it blows it away. Your LinkedIn profile works more like a landing page or a home page to a website than actually a profile. So Nancy, with obviously all the things that you've been learning from me and we've been doing together, for people that don't understand the importance of optimizing your LinkedIn profile, what's been the biggest, I guess, change for you or needle mover for you to encourage other people to really take advantage of optimizing their profile the right way?
Yeah, well, what I'll say is, you know, I wrote my first book this past year, which is How to Build Your Personal Brand on Social Media. And after all the research that I did around, you know, the importance of, number one, obviously building your personal brand, and the fact that all of us has one and we have control of it is awesome. But across the board, every single personal brand expert, every single marketing expert who talked about building your personal brand said that you need to have a presence and you need to have a profile on LinkedIn. It is by far the best, you know, not just in their opinion, but my opinion as well, place to build your personal brand. Where else can you share not only your resume, your history, your skills, your recommendations, right? You know, kind words from other people that you've worked with, you know, all the wonderful things that you're doing, awards that you've won. Where else can you share that? And like you said, have kind of a landing page of you. So for me, building your LinkedIn profile, Scott, is absolutely a no-brainer. So, you know, if you're currently like wondering, should I be on LinkedIn or should I not? Hands down, every single person, whether you are working for someone else, whether you have your own business, whether you're, you know, just plain on social media, I think every single person should absolutely have a profile on LinkedIn.
The other thing that you want to really take note of is that the availability, and it was funny, I asked Nancy this morning when we were having breakfast, I said, how important is it, in your opinion, as a business owner, if you were looking to work with someone, how important is it for you to see the social proof and credibility of that person before you take the next step? And I was
In specific, I was talking about the recommendation section on LinkedIn, which is where people can write testimonials for you and your skill set and your business and what you do. And as many of you may know, I'm well over 500 written recommendations now. And I posed the question to Nancy, and I'll ask you again. You know, Nancy, for those that really haven't leveraged the personal recommendation section on their LinkedIn profile for that credibility and that business accolade aspect, how important is it for people to really gather those recommendations for their business?
Well, I think it's more important than ever. You know, I think the social media in general, right, is very saturated. I think there's a lot of people out there trying to market their services, their products, all kinds of things. And having that social proof, right, having those recommendations, having people share their experiences of working with you. I mean, I know, and I'm just speaking for myself, but when I hire or make a big investment in a person or a service, I want to know that they've actually helped people. You know, I want to know that they've actually provided value, that they've delivered results. And what better way to do this than to, you know, check out the testimonials or the recommendations? You know, that's why when we make sales pages or websites, right, that is a must have. You know, we want to show that because people, and I said it this morning, people pay for results, right? People don't want to just hand you their money and say, okay, fingers crossed, I hope this works. They want to know that they're actually going to get the desired result. They want to know that you're the person who can answer that problem for them. For sure.
Well, you know, and people ask me all the time, how do you get so many recommendations? And I would say it's a combination of two things. Number one, I've gotten results for a lot of people. And number two, I have a ton of business allies that are friends, colleagues, current and past clients that recommend me to a lot of people. And that's the thing. When, as Nancy said, people pay for results. When you get people results, when you I just had a recommendation recently from one of our mastermind members who closed a $12,000 contract from something that we taught them of how to use LinkedIn. Never met the person before, made a great power partner connection between that person and herself, and it led to a $12,000 sale. And that's possible for anybody. And what we really want you guys to really understand is that, you know, when Microsoft bought out LinkedIn, back in 2014, they embedded search engine optimization or SEO. Now, I will say this, Nancy and I were talking to a friend of ours, Andy Cresadinha, who's an incredible, incredible SEO specialist, website optimization specialist. And he basically said that, you know, SEO, it's not that it's going away, but as far as search engines go, it's becoming more powerful and prevalent to have it optimized on a social media platform than the general search engine like Google, Yahoo, or Bing. And he said, you got to take full advantage of it because LinkedIn allows you to plug in those keywords into your LinkedIn profile. So it populates in searches. So it populates in connections and even your content on LinkedIn because people are searching by content now. So you really have to figure out first and foremost, you know, who is your ideal client avatar and use specific keywords that connect you back to that person. So this is stuff that you'll find in your headline. This is words that you'll use in your about section. These are words that you will use in the description of your experiences, but also making sure that you're filling out all of the smaller areas of LinkedIn that people kind of push to the side, which is your volunteer experience, your licenses and certifications, and your awards. Whether it's related to something that you're doing right now or it's something in your past, it's still relevant to your business journey. Nancy, I can't tell you how many people I talk to that feel like they need to delete everything they've done prior. So, Nancy, would you ever delete your past experiences at the two Fortune 50 companies that you worked for? No, because people want to see that journey that you've gone on to where you are right now.
Well, it's also connecting points. You know, think about it, you know, depending on how you're using LinkedIn, whether it's to network and to, you know, make more connections, those are connecting points. You know, oh my gosh, I saw we both worked for X, or, you know, oh, I saw, you know, you have a background in whatever industry, you know, they're connection points. So don't hide it. Don't, you know, get away from it. Everyone has a story. Everyone has a journey. You know, I think it's important to leave those things on there. And, you know, I know that back when I started, you know, that's what I wanted to do. I was like, oh, I got to start from scratch. But you don't want to do that, right? You want to show your story. You want to show your journey, just like, you know, you have years and years of experience in health and wellness, right? You can connect. And that's such a relatable point, you know, to talk about with someone who also is in health and wellness or has a history in health and wellness as well.
Well, the great thing is it's also a connection point when I share my story, because I was on a podcast the other day and I love correlating the lessons that I learned in health and wellness, personal training, sports, nutrition, even working out and competing, to what it takes to actually grow a successful business, but doing business consulting and coaching now. So you have to realize that everything that you've grown through and gone through in your professional career has primed you for whatever you're doing right now. And it's not about like being ostentatious or gloating about the successes that you have. But if you want to build the know, like, and trust, and you want to build rapport with people, and you want that person that you're looking to work with to have the utmost confidence that the decision that they're making to invest in you and work with you, you have to make sure that you're a trusted resource. And having your profile showcase those accolades and the things that you've accomplished will help bridge that gap. And as Nancy said, create that connection point between you and the other person. Now, the other thing that I'll tell you is that one of the most underutilized areas of LinkedIn is the featured content section. And this is a section where you can kind of promote what you have going on. So if you want to have your LinkedIn profile, much like Nancy and I do, which are basically their giant lead magnets, if you go to either of our profiles, when you go to our featured content sections, there are links to download our free resources. There are calendar links. There's a link to our podcast. There's a link to our website. You have to understand that LinkedIn is a gateway for you to build connections offline. So you want to create a path and a journey for that person that's going to find you through a search result on LinkedIn. If your profile is optimized the right way, they'll go to your profile, they'll check you out, and they may click on your clickable link in the top part of your profile, or go to your featured content section and watch a testimonial video on YouTube from one of your clients, which Nancy and I have one of those up there as well. So you have to understand, you need to create as much trust, rapport, but also confidence in that person that's thinking about working with you as quickly as possible. And optimizing your LinkedIn profile the right way will absolutely allow you to do so. So we're going to be going over all that and more in our free workshop from January 22nd to the 26th at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. EST. So if you would like to learn more insider tips and tricks as far as how to properly optimize your LinkedIn profile, go to the description of this episode, click on the link, get yourself registered, and we will see you there. So we hope you found today's episode helpful. Love and gratitude, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.